Behind him walked two other figures. One was the half-naked Negro, the other the man with the plaited queue and the earrings, whom Tom had seen lifting the chest out of the boat. Now they were carrying the heavy box between them, laboring through the sand as they bore it onward. As he who was counting pronounced the word, 30, the two men set the chest down on the sand with a grunt, the white man panting and blowing and wiping his sleeve across his forehead. And immediately he who counted took out a slip of paper and marked something down upon it. They stood there for a long time, during which Tom lay behind the sand hillock, watching them, and for a while the silence was not interrupted. In the perfect stillness, the washing of little waves beating upon the distant beach, and once the faraway sound of a laugh could be heard. 1, 2, 3 minutes passed, and then the man picked up the chest and started on again, and then again the other man began his counting. 30 and 1, and 30 and 2, and 30 and 3, and 30 and 4. He walked straight across the open space, still looking at that which he held in his hand. And 30 and 5, and 30 and 6, and 30 and 7, and so on, until the three men disappeared, and still Tom could hear the sound of the counting voice in the distance. Just as they disappeared behind the hill, there was a sudden faint flash of light, and by, as Tom lay still listening to the counting, he heard a faraway muffled rumble of distant thunder. He waited for a while, and then arose and stepped to the top of the sand hillock, behind which he had been lying. He looked all about him, but there was no one else to be seen. Then he stepped down from the hillock, and followed in the direction which the pirate captain and the two men carrying the chest had gone. He crept along cautiously, stopping now and then to make sure that he still heard the counting voice, and when it ceased, he lay down upon the sand and waited until it began again.